there's a power that comes in when you realize your true identity. So we must confess, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I believe, Pastor Prince, I believe that. But you confess it. You say it, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Especially when you are tempted or when you are feeling the condemnation come on you. All right? You're not condemned, but you feel the guilt and the shame. What do? Confess, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. When you are angry and you had a quarrel with your spouse, confess, all right? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. The quality of your life today is the result of your believing and speaking in the past. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Tell the Lord, give you a fresh desire. His delight is in the Word of God, the law of the Lord. And in His Word, His law doth he meditate day and night. That man who delights in God's Word, that woman who meditates on God's Word, day and night shall be like a tree planted.
What you believe is powerful. If you can change what you believe, you can change your life. In today's message, Joseph Prince shares how you can win the battle for your mind by developing habits for right believing. Want to find freedom from every fear, guilt, and addiction in your life? In his book, 100 Days of Right Believing, Joseph Prince shares how you can break free from bondages and live a life of victory through inspiring, bite-sized teachings that will help you develop highly effective habits for right believing. Get your copy today for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to get yours now. And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
The New Covenant is all about believing. Amen. Therefore, the lack of blessing in a believer's life is a symptom of what? Not a lack of devotion, but a lack of faith. Unbelief. Somewhere in some area of our life, we don't believe. We are operating by sight. We are operating by our senses. Are you all listening? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. We've been using this, and the Holy Spirit doesn't seem to let me go from this. And I think that your life is going to be transformed. Amen. Amen? 2 Corinthians 4. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Amen? We also believe, and therefore speak. Now, it's a very simple thing. Faith is a very simple thing. You believe in your heart, and you speak it out of your mouth. Say it again. I believe, I speak. Say, I believe, I speak. Now, some believers, they believe. They believe good things about what God says about them. They believe that with long life, God satisfies me. They believe that by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. They believe that God has promised them a wonderful family. Amen. The Bible says your wife shall be as a fruitful vine, your children like olive plants around the table. They believe that, but they don't say it. They don't say it. What they say sometimes is complaining or they murmur, but they say they believe that. And I agree, there's a mental essence to it, but faith is not released in their life. They think they have faith because they believe in their heart. But the Bible doesn't say the spirit of faith is I believe and I believe. Therefore, we also believe and believe. No, I believe and therefore I speak. Jesus says, out of the abundance, a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth, manifests good things in their life. Long before you see good things in your life, it is in your heart. If it's not in your heart, you will never see it outside. Amen. Whether you are sick, the doctors give you a bad report. Amen. And that vision of your x-ray or your MRI scan or whatever it is still before you and all that, instead of God's word, that by the stripe of Jesus, you are healed. You don't see yourself healed. When you read Psalms 91, you don't let it be a vision inside you. You must believe that God's word transcends every other word. Amen. God cannot lie. Not that God will not. God cannot. So there are a few things God cannot do. God cannot lie. That's in the New Testament. God cannot lie. He's unable to lie. So you can trust His word. So it's one thing to believe. It's another thing to speak. And then we have believers who speak all the time. They say that, you know, they are blessed, that kind of thing, but they don't believe it in their hearts. Amen. So if your believing is a problem, you know what you do? Let me share you a secret. For many years, God promised Abraham already, for many years, Abraham was without a child with his proper wife, Sarah. Okay? So but 25 years before, God promised him he will have a child, right? Think about it. More than 20 years pass, they don't see the child. But God promised, in your seed, all the nations will be blessed. So obviously, he will have a seed, okay? But nothing happened. Nothing happened. So one night, God brought Abram out of the tent, and God told Abram, look at the stars. Something happened when God told him to look at the stars. At the same time, God promised him, your descendants will be like the stars. That's how many children you will have. All of a sudden, the stars changed faces, and they were screaming, Father Abraham, Abba, Abba, so many stars, right? If you go to the Middle East, especially in the Dead Sea area where Abraham was, near that area, if you look up, all right, the stars are amazing. When there's no light anywhere, the stars are so numerous, you can't even count them. Even today, with our telescope and all that, with all modern technology, we still cannot number the stars. And the Bible says, in the same phrase where it says God heals the broken in heart, in Psalms, he counts the number of stars. God counts the number of stars. He knows the number of hairs on your head, and he heals the broken in heart. Imagine God putting these verses together. The one who counts the stars heals your heart. He's not so high and mighty that he cannot come down to your level. He loves you more than anyone can ever love you. Friend, you think that you don't know, no one else knows the struggle you go through. It is too shameful for you to share. It is too private, whatever, but he knows. But best of all, he knows the way out. He knows how to bring you to that place of deliverance. He knows how to bring you to the place of abundance. He's the good shepherd. When he's your good shepherd, he will always cause you never to be in want. He will make you lie down in green pastures. Amen. Abundance all around. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on. Come on, church. So, now watch this. God changed what? When God, he saw the children screaming out, Father Abraham, Father Abraham. What happened to his heart? His heart began to be filled with children. Doesn't even have one child. Doesn't even have one kid. But his heart began to be filled. He looked around. Oh, Father Abraham, Father Abraham, Sarah, we're gonna be parents of multitudes. And he looked around, and his heart was being changed. Let me tell you something. God never changed his name until God changed his heart. Because you got to believe before you speak. So God filled his heart first with children. Whatever you're believing God for, you're believing God for a breakthrough in your business, you're believing God for a family that is more harmonious, more blessed than it is right now. You don't like to come home because you find there's a lot of strife at home. Well, you know what? Faith can change that if you go by God's way. So God changed his heart before God changed his speech. Because in Genesis 17, after the stars, his heart was meditating on the stars much earlier for 20 years. He started meditating on the fact his heart was filled with belief that he's going to be a father. Then God changed his mouth. Now call yourself differently. You know when God did that? Genesis 17, which is many years after God showed him the stars. Which means God changed his heart and he had to meditate on it. He had to meditate on it. Meditate on God's promises. What are you meditating on? The report of the doctor? What are you meditating on? Amen. All the things that your boss said to you, all the things that your so-called opponents are saying to you. Amen. What are your critics are saying to you? Are you listening to those things? Are you listening to the report of the world? Whose report will you believe? Who has believed our report? We will believe the report of the Lord. Can I have a good amen? So, God changed his heart. And then Genesis 17, 1 year before Isaac came. Think about it. 1 year before Isaac came, God changed his mouth. And God says, from now on, your heart is full of belief. Now, change what you are saying about yourself. Don't call yourself Abraham. Call yourself Abraham, which means father of many. And Sarai will be changed to Sarah, which means a queen. A princess, a mother of multitude. So by the way, Abraham was 99 years old when God told him that, and Sarah was 89. And when they changed their speech, they start calling one another father of many. You know, you can imagine, even right now, if I tell you all, one another, right, to say something about each other that you don't see in the in the by sight, you can't see the appearance of it. You can't see anything outwardly. You still see the lump, you see the tumor, you see the report and all that. And you start laughing and say, you know, this is just a fiction. This is just... Actually, the other way is true. God's ways are eternal. Whatever you can see is temporal. You can see it, it won't last. But for you, if I can see it, it is real. It will last forever. No, my friend, even your dollars that you hold in your hand, it is temporal. Even they change the pictures also as time goes by. You know, if you can see it, it will change. But Pastor Prince, I can see your body. Is our body forever? Aren't we saved with eternal life? No, our flesh, this flesh won't be going up in heaven. So praise God, I can celebrate birthdays. I don't care. Amen. Because when Jesus comes again, all of us, whether those in the grave or those of us who are alive, all our bodies will change. Amen. That's what I'm saying. Whatever you can see is temporal. 2 Corinthians tells us that. You can see it, it's temporal. You can't see it, it's eternal. Pastor Prince, I don't have a life partner yet. Can you see it? No life partner? Temporal problem. Amen. I look at my available balance. Every time I withdraw my money from the ATM, I look at the available balance and I get very discouraged. You can see it? Temporal. So the spirit of faith, 2 Corinthians 4, it's all from 2 Corinthians, by the way. It tells us we release faith by speaking. But watch this. Abraham, for years, had his heart full of the stars. And who are the stars? His seed. And because that's what he's believing God for. Amen. Are you listening, people? And does he have a tax? Yes. Even God promised Abraham. The manifestation didn't come immediately. But we got to walk in Abrahamic faith. Abraham considered not his own body. He didn't consider sensations. He did not consider the natural facts, which is a man of 100 years old cannot produce. A woman of 89 cannot produce. Amen? Both have gone through menopause and womenopause. Okay? So, we see them at this age, not considering the natural facts, considering God's word. And God changed their speech. Within 1 year of their speech being changed, they are now walking in the spirit of faith. I believe, therefore I speak. I believe, father of many. I'm a father of many. Sarah, you are a mother of many. Amen? You are a princess. Keep on calling her princess. You know what happened to her? The Bible says God changed her youthfulness because God had to. Physically, she was at already past menopause. And not only that, when she was younger, she was one of the women that was barren. She cannot bear. And God changed her. The Bible says through faith, listen, Hebrews 11, through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed. Did you hear that? That strength is called dunamis, where you get the word dynamite in the Greek. Through faith, she receives strength. Amen. Are you listening? Not through Botox. Her youth wasn't renewed. Nothing wrong with Botox, okay? You have tox or you Botox, doesn't matter. Amen. Just trust God. Through faith, she receives strength. She receives strength to conceive seed. Did you hear that? Through what? Because she judged him faithful, that promise. Ooh, ooh, hallelujah. She judged him faithful. But she did laugh. When she first heard that she's going to have a baby, she laughed. And Abraham also laughed. Both of them laughed. So they called the boy Laughter. Isaac means laughter. Yitzhak means laughter. Because both of them were Yishaking. They both laughed when God said. So it doesn't mean that faith doesn't mean have, you know, you're so stoic that you never even waver and all that. You can laugh about it, but after that, walk from then on with faith. Encourage each other in faith. And how's the spirit of faith manifested? I believe first and I speak. Amen. Can I have a good amen? Believe and speak. You know, Proverbs tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do we have that up here? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And if you love it, whatever you love to talk about death, you will eat the fruit of it. If you love to talk about life, you will eat the fruit of it. Every show, almost every show that comes out, movie and all that, the values of the world, is about death. The more violent, the more, you know, terrible the serial murderer is, it attracts the flesh in men. Men is, they love it. Watch it. If you love it, you will eat the fruit of it. You'll start talking death. Who programmed this into the language? Who programmed oldness into the language? God says, the Bible says, God satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Psalms 105, verse 103. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. Watch it. Your mouth, what you say, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. By the way, in the Hebrew, the word youth there is from young boy to adolescence. It's not young man. Your adolescent age. Amen. Amen? Watch it. If you're young again, you start having pimples, right? But there's a time when you're strongest, you feel. And there's a promise that God gave to... I want to use your faith here in one area. Last few weeks, we've been showing you faith. The number one area is for righteousness. You got to believe. In the midst of symptoms of sin in your body, in your mind, in the midst of it, you got to say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Don't give in to it. Amen. In fact, you feel the temptation come, confess it. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. You don't have to say it out loud, but you can say it in your heart, in your mind. Say it. Come in an environment where you can't say it out loud. So just say it in your heart and mind. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And don't hang around there. Walk away. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. Confess it. Confess before the temptation, during the temptation, even after you fall into it, confess it. But because you confess it, many a times you find you don't even have to fall into it. There's a power that comes in when you realize your true identity. Can I have a good amen? So we must confess, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I believe, Pastor Prince, I believe that. But do you confess it? Do you say it? I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Especially when you are tempted or when you are feeling the condemnation come on you. All right? You're not condemned, but you feel the guilt and the shame. What do? Confess, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. When you are angry and you had a quarrel with your spouse, confess, all right? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. And when suddenly you find, you'll be able to treat your wife right, your husband right. Amen. Let me understand, fear, the spirit of fear works the same way. You believe and then you speak. I do not know, Le. And I'm feeling this pain and all that. You know, my grandfather died of this, my father died of this, and I fear. Stop it. Why don't you say, start meditating on God's words, on the scriptures. With long life, will I satisfy Him, all the scriptures that we have given you? And then start saying, I see myself well. I see myself, you know, I don't know what happened to my grandfather. All right, I can't go back there and resurrect him now. But you know something? Thank God that I can do something in my own life. Amen. Do you know something? The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things from your father even are passed away. Amen. All things are become new. New creation, church, you better listen. Amen. This is your verse. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So, why does it say without faith it's impossible to please God? God loves the spirit of faith. Why? Because fear is believing the words of the devil. Faith comes by hearing God's word. Fear comes by believing. So you must know one thing. Whenever you are in fear, whatever it is, you are actually submitting and believing another than God. You cannot just say, my problem is that I'm a very fearful person. No, somewhere along the way, that fear came in. You better know there is a devil. And fear is always the modus operandi of the devil. Amen? You know, Jesus says something very, very profound in Matthew 8. We'll come back to this again. Matthew 8, Jesus says this. Go your way, he said to the centurion. As you have believed. We'll underline it, okay, for this verse. As you have believed, so let it be done for you. As you have believed. Now, he didn't say, as you have believed, right. So right results will happen to you. He didn't say that. As you have believed. Pastor Prince, you know, all that you're preaching and all that is a bunch of nonsense. As you have believed. So be it done to you. I don't believe that what I say, as you have believed. So be it done to you. God didn't say you believe right or believe wrong. So the promise that Jesus also said, out of the good treasure, you bring forth good things. Out of the evil treasure, you bring forth evil things. What you believe, the quality of your life today is the result of your believing and speaking in the past. Amen? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And there's something about faith that God will ignore everybody else. And if you have faith, He will zero in on you and focus on you. Faith pleases God like none other. But Pastor Prince, I give money to the charity. That's good. But you can do it without faith. Amen. It profits you nothing. Faith is trusting what God says is true. Not what the enemy says. Not what your feeling says. Not what appearances say. We walk by faith and not by sight. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Friend, watch your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart. It's a treasure. Jesus says a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Brings forth means he brings it out in the open. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. So friend, don't try to change your wife. Don't try to change your husband. Look to God to change your heart. You already have a new heart, a heart of flesh. God's promptings are in your heart. Listen to that. But God is on the wavelength of faith and not fear. So one of the best ways to look at your heart to understand, you cannot look at your heart, by the way, without the Holy Spirit. So ask the Lord to show you the areas that you are fearful. Are you fearful that one day something bad will happen to your children? Because you've been seeing too much on Facebook, images of death happening to people to whom you thought are good people. That's how the fear came in. Ask yourself, what area of fear or worry is in my heart? Look at that area and then ask the Lord. You cannot do this by yourself. You must do it with the Holy Spirit. Ask the Lord to show you how it came in. And sometimes He may tell you, you're watching too much documentaries, or you're watching too much crime series or whatever. You're watching too much of this crime series or whatever. It's causing fear. But you might think it's not related. It's just a movie. I know it. But subconsciously, your inner man is imbibing it. And you know that you have neglected the Word of God for some time. You have not been spending time. And now you wonder why you are dry, why you're fearful, why you're anxious. Tell the Lord, give you a fresh desire. His delight is in the Word of God, the law of the Lord. And in His Word, His law doth he meditate day and night. That man who delights in God's Word, that woman who meditates on God's Word, day and night, shall be like a tree planted. And by the way, it says his leaf will not fail. Amen?
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. In Joseph Prince's book, 100 Days of Right Believing, discover highly effective Bible-based principles that will recalibrate your mind and help you develop positive habits for right believing. These bite-sized, easy-to-read teachings will help you align yourself with God's heart and plans for you. Plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and hope. Receive your copy when you make a gift of any amount to the ministry in support of our broadcast and other outreach initiatives. For a gift of $75 or more, we want to give you even more teaching content with the following resource kit that contains two powerful albums: The Power of Right Believing DVD and CD Series, and Right Believing Leads to Right Living CD Series. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to request yours today. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
With every head bowed all across this place, as believers are talking to the Lord right now, when you bring something to the light, it's no more dark. There's no more darkness there. Light has come in. But for the rest of you, you said, Pastor Prince, I've never made Jesus Christ my Savior and Lord. I've never put my trust in what Christ has done. This is your opportunity. The Bible says the Word of God is near you. Listen, this is how you get saved. It's near you in your mouth and in your heart. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus Christ is your Lord, you believe in your heart, God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So right now, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Christ died for my sins and was raised from the dead when I was declared righteous. Jesus Christ is my Lord, my Savior. And I thank you. From now on, my life is the eternal life, the very life of God, the highest form of life, the abundant life. Thank you, Father. in Jesus' name. All my sins are forgiven. I'm greatly blessed, highly favored, deeply loved. In Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. God bless you. We'll see you again. Love you all.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
I want to take a moment to thank a very special group of people, Grace Legacy Builders. You know who you are. You're the ones who make this possible. Because of your generosity, lives are changed, bondages broken, and families set free from decades of wrong belief. Every praise report we receive, and we get many every day, is a testimony of God's grace and a testament of your faithful support of our ministry. Thank you for making a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you greatly.
Be a Grace Legacy Builder today. Your giving powers our ability to keep sending the gospel of grace to the world. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to start building.
Have a prayer need? Try our special digital prayer experience today. You can access it anytime, anywhere, from your computer or mobile phone. Many across America have shared how blessed they have been by this prayer experience. We're also giving away free digital resources to encourage you in your time of need. Let us stand in faith with you. Visit josephprince.org/prayer today.
Introducing Grace Academy.
Welcome to Grace Academy. Grace Academy has been on my heart for a long time. If you've ever had questions about how to walk in grace or what it means to live by grace, this is the place where you'll find answers on how to live a life that's anchored on our Lord Jesus.
Featuring brand new content from Joseph Prince, Grace Academy is a digital pastoring experience designed to help you through some of life's toughest moments. Participate in activities that will help you apply the Word of God to your daily life. Discover resources that will help deepen your understanding of the Lord's love and heart for you.
I pray these resources will inspire and equip you to live confidently every day. Enjoy and be blessed.
Get free access today. Text GA to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/GA.
Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.